This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, June 21st, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally.
I feel like everyone is anxious to finish the farm bill. We all have priorities in it that we want to see completed. But there are still huge differences between the Republican and Democratic versions of it. And I think there's still a lot of uncertainty.
That's Maine 1st District Representative Shelley Pingree, this week's guest on AgriPulse Newsmakers. Pingree says the farm bills are not easy, and this isn't an easy year to pass major legislation.
It's been a really tough year to get anything through the House. It's hard for me to imagine what the pathway looks like unless we can come together with more agreement before we put it on the House floor.
Senate Ag Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow doesn't believe the House Ag Plan will pass the lower chamber. Pingree says gaining Democratic votes and maintaining Republican support is a difficult political line.
I'm sure Chairman Thompson is hoping that there will be more Democrats. Unfortunately, he has the same issue that he would lose some Republicans. Usually on the House floor, there are some Republicans who don't vote for any farm bills or won't like some of the spending in the bill. So there's a complicated equation in getting it to the floor.
Pingree says the House Ag bill needs work before it sees legislative action.
I don't think that the votes are there yet, even if they were able to get the bill to the House floor. It wouldn't pass in the Senate, so we'd still be in the same bind. And I would rather see us, you know, work out some of these big challenges that we have right now before it goes to the floor.
Pingree says nutrition benefits are a deal breaker for the minority.
There are a lot of Democrats who won't vote for any changes to the SNAP benefits. You know, right now it's $6 a day. Some of these changes would decrease the possibility of increasing that amount. $6 a day per person isn't a lot of money to put food on the table. There's a lot of support from farmers, of course, who like the SNAP benefit program because it's more business for our American farms.
Pingree also says Chairman Thompson's plan to limit CCC spending isn't in the best interest of farmers or ranchers across the nation.
I think that taking away the secretary's authority on the CCC, again, that's kind of insider baseball for a lot of people. But when you look at the range of things that Secretary Vilsack has been able to use that for, whether it was the supply chain problems, getting us through the pandemic, or the fertilizer shortage, trade issues, you know, there's something for every state that happens in there, and it's one of the few ways you can really deal with some of the huge problems that we face in agriculture when you have a Congress that has a hard time acting.
Despite the vast differences over policy, Pingree does respect the work of Chairman Thompson.
I applaud GT as a chair. I think he's reached out to Democratic members every step of the way, and I totally appreciate him about that. I think he's been a good committee chair. He brought the committee to my district, and obviously we don't always see eye to eye on a lot of these things, but I don't want to say that everything about this process is flawed or that Democrats are better or different. You know, these are complicated bills to get through, and both parties struggle with trying to figure out where our bipartisanship is.
There is a growing concern about the U.S. agriculture trade deficit. Pingree says the figures can be used by either side of the aisle to gain a political advantage.
I'm sorry to say this, but I find often, Congress uses the deficit as an arguing point when it wants to oppose something, but if it wants to get something done, then it pretends it doesn't exist. So it's always a looming conversation, and I think we're always looking for ways to resolve that, but I don't know that specifically will be the stumbling block as much as some of the other issues that we've been talking about.
This week's Newsmakers podcast featuring Andrew Hunkel and Representative Shelley Pingree is available now at www.agripulse.com. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. The Farm Bill impacts food security, jobs, conservation, risk management, and addresses hunger. The time is now for a new farm bill. America's farmers, ranchers, and families are counting on it. Learn more at fv.org/farmbill. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.